Okay, let's get started with Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Hey, an exciting Perek, as we're almost. Perek Vav, as we mentioned, is the first Nevuah that Yeshayahu ever receives, but Perek Hey, before that, we have another type of Nevuah which we haven't had yet. The Perek starts off with a mashal, with a metaphor of Yeshayahu talking about a vineyard and a person who planted a being who planted the vineyard. He took such good care of it, and the vines only produced bad, inferior grapes. What should I do? And Hashem, so to speak, asks the people of Yerushalayim, what do you say? And he says, look, this is what I'm going to do to the vineyard. I'm not going to take care of it anymore. I'm not going to put a fence around it. I'm not going to protect it, and it's going to be subject to the elements. And the Navi continues and says explicitly, this vineyard is Am Yisrael. And Hashem brought them into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem wanted to produce wonderful, amazing grapes, and look what happened. All the grapes went bad, and it is terrible. That is the first seven psukim of the parak, all about a mashal, Yeshayahu trying another strategy to try to get the people to do tshuva. Then part two are six hoys, six times where he says the word hoy, which means whoa and oyvei, different types of sins, which are very related to every generation, as we will see. Six hoys, where he talks about the sins that are taking place that we have to try to correct. And the last couple of psukim refer to some type of destruction that's going to take place if we don't fix these sins. Either it's referring to Sancheriv and the destruction and the exile of the ten tribes and Malchi Yisrael, ultimately probably referring to the Beis HaMikdash when it gets towards the end and talks about darkness. That is this parak, parakeh, in Sefer Yeshayahu. So let's go back to the beginnings. First of all, the Radak says the beginning of this parak is really an important message relating to the love Hashem has for us. Divrei Hanavi Osem Mashal Bein Akel Yisbarach Ubein Yisrael. The Navi's making a mashal. V'kore Yisrael Kerem, V'hakel Bala Kerem. We're the vineyard, Hashem is the Bala Kerem. V'kore Zeh HaMashal Shira. The first word in the parak is Ashira Nali Didi. I'm going to sing to my Yedid, to my beloved. Sounds like Shira Shirim. V'dover Zeh HaMashal Anshe Doro. L'vishu Shevach Ha'ohev V'ahavaso Ima'ahuv. Yeshayahu is describing the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Such love, such a work and hard work he puts into the vineyard. There is an important comment of the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel, based on the Moreh Nevuchim, based on the Rambam, discusses that there are many different levels of Nevuah. He quotes this from the Rambam in Perek Mem Hei, in Moreh Nevuchim, but he expands on it, and he says there are different levels of Nevuah. One of the lower levels of Nevuah is Ruach HaKodesh. What's the difference? He says the ultimate level of Nevuah, as we know, the Rambam writes elsewhere, is that the Navi is unconscious, and he sees a vision. It's like he's sleeping, and his body is shaking, except Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one of the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. But that's generally what Nevuah is. But, says the Abarbanel, there are lower levels of Nevuah where this does not take place. And really, it's the Navi himself just having a divine moment, a divine inspired moment by himself, but he's the one that really comes up with the content, even though it's divinely inspired. That's Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh ain't okay. Ki ain bo re'iyas suros u'mishalim ve'ein b'hagaso tardema u'bitel achushim. But the Navi is rotzeu bocher l'daber masha yirtzeh. The Navi speaks about something important, and he's totally awake. Kulo be'ezah yikitza ve'ishtamesh achushim al minageyim. And v'b'neish yilva alav ruach ve'ezer aloki b'kuat Hashem is helping begin with this. That's why it's called Ruach HaKodesh. And that's the different levels of Nevuah. Sometimes a Navi will get one level, sometimes you will get another level. It's not that one Navi always gets the same level. Suggest the Abarbanel, that's the beginning of this parak. Ashira, Yeshayahu is talking. I'm going to sing, but he's going to describe the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch and Am Yisrael to try to tell them how much Hashem loves us. That's what he says, Shira is. And he says, just by way of example, Shmuel HaNavi, who was a Navi Ne'emal Hashem, wrote Shmuel and Shoftim bin Nevuah, but Velo Nimna Milichto Megillas Rus Baruch HaKodesh. That's why Rus is in Ksuvim. Yirmiyahu wrote Yirmiyahu and Malachim and other Nevuos Gemuros, but he also wrote Echa, which is in Ksuvim. Kilo Hayasiper Megillas Rus Vakino Shevim Megillas Echa Nevuah Gemurah Ki'im Baruch HaKodesh. Just like those weren't, so to this parak. This parak, though, is not in Ksuvim. It's put in Yeshayahu because, let's say, the majority of this the Sefer is Nevuah, according to the Abarbanel. But this Perek is more coming from Yeshayahu himself, talking about the relationship between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's an important Abarbanel at the beginning of our Perek. So that's just by way of introduction, the Radak and the Abarbanel. So here we go. Ashira Naladi Di, I will sing to my beloved. Shiraz Dodi Lekarmo, about my vineyard. Kerem Hayali Di Di, Bekeren Beit Shem, and I had a Kerem to... There was a kerem to my beloved, meaning Hashem, Yeshayahu was talking, in Ben Shemen. Shemen means a very fatty, fertile land. Vaya Azkeyu. And the Bala Kerem put a fence around it. Right, that's the Adonai HaKavod. Vaya Sakleu, and he removed all the bad stones. That's the Zion Amamin. Vaya Ta'eu Sorek, and he sent shoots out into the area. Those are the Nevi'im. Vaya Ben Migdal, he built a big tower. Beis HaMigdash, Bisocho. Vigam Yekev Chatzevo. And a wine press in order to use. Right, Vaya Kav Lasos Anovim, and he hoped to create Anovim, wonderful, delicious grapes. Vayas Beushim, and what came out, inferior types of grapes. Beushim, like the by the water, right by Makazam, Nivash, by Yaz Beushim, Viata. So now Yeshayahu says, in the name of Hashem, Yoshem Yerushalayim Vishihuda, you sit there. I mean, he's talking to this generation. Shift do not be even karmis. And you tell me, did I do something wrong? Why didn't my grapes not come out? Why did my vineyard not listen to me? But so HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yeshayahu ask them to judge. Malasos ol karmi v'loas isibo. What else could I do? Well, I did everything. Madua kivesi lasos anavim v'yas v'ushim. Why? Why? So he asked them to judge. And what's the obvious answer? Well, you didn't do anything wrong. It's the grape's fault. It's the vine's fault. Often we find in Chazal, and not only Chazal, even in Tanakh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks the person to judge, but it's really they're judging themselves. Judging themselves, right? The most famous comment, most famous story is David HaMelech. Right, well, Nasan comes to him and describes Kevas of the Rush and the poor man's sheep. And David said, right? David says, oh, he's Ben Mavisu, right? He deserves to die. And Nasan said, Atah Ish, you're the man. So David really paskined. He meted out his own din. But that's really in general. The Gemara tells us in the end of, not the end really, Masechta Shabbos, Hadonis Chaver Lekav Schus, Daninos Oleschus. The more you're done Lekav Schus, so you're going to be judged Lekav Schus. What does that mean? So Rabbi Sol Salanter says, because La'asilava, we're going to see our lives on someone else. And we're going to be asked to judge. Oh, does the person deserve the benefit of the doubt? Is he okay? If we condition ourselves and make ourselves people who are Don Lekav Schus, then we are going to Don Lekav Schus ourselves. If we're not Don Lekav Schus, then we're not, but it's going to be just like David and Nasan. We're going to see it. So to hear, Yeshayahu says to the Yoshev Yerushalayim Yehuda, you judge the case, right? That the Baal HaKerem puts everything into the Kerem. So what does he do? And then he does everything. He says, Ma Lasos Ol B'Karmi. He's done everything. And Hashem does everything for us, even when we don't realize it. Right? That's the first page of the Talmud Dvorah. The Ramak says, even if you know somebody opened up a Torah Dvorah, didn't get so far, this is the first page of the Torah Dvorah. Torah Dvorah says, Hashem does chesed to us even while we're sinning. Ein rega, shalo yia ha'adam nizon umiskayim, mikoach elyon hashofei alav. There's not a second that we're not sustained by Hashem. Vahare timsa shemei olam, lochata adam negdo, shalo yia hu ba'oso harega mamish, shofei alav shefa kiyuma utnuas evarav. At the moment that we're sinning, at the moment we're doing something inappropriate, at the moment that we're saying, that we're looking, that anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechayas at that moment. And even though Hashem, the person is using the kochos that Hashem gave him, lo mino mimenu klal, Hashem doesn't hold it back. Ela sovel HaKadosh Baruch Hu elbon kazeh, lios mashpia bo koach tnuas evar of Hashem, still allows it. V'ha'adam otzi oso koach v'oso rega b'cheit v'avonu machis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sovel. That's what happened. That's what this pasuk means. Hashem said, I've done everything to the Karmi. Malas was all the Karmi, v'lo asisi bo. So what happens? Va'ata, Yeshayahu says, Oti aneschem. So Yeshayahu, talking in the name of the Bala Kerem, says, I'll let you know what I'm going to do with this Kerem. I'm fed up with this Kerem. Right? That's for sure. I know, Osele Karmi. Haser misu chaso v'hayala va'er. I'm going to take away its protection. Paroska de Ro, I'm going to take down the fence. Vayla Mirmas, and I'm going to let it be trampled. So it's interesting. It doesn't say that the Baal HaKerem is going to destroy the vineyard. It just says that he's going to remove the fence and the protection around the vineyard, so my male will be subject to the elements. That's called Hester Panim. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He took away the protection, and therefore all the enemies around were able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Vashi Seyu Vasa Lo Yizamer Lo Yader. And now continuing the mashal, I'm going to let the vineyard lie fallow. It's not going to be pruned. It's not going to be plucked. V'Ala Shamir V'Shayis. Thorns and thistles are going to grow in there. V'al ha'avim atzaveh. Even on the clouds, I will command, mehamtir alamatar, no rain. Nothing is going to be left alone, subject to the elements. That's all the mashal, and now comes one pasuk about the nimshal. Ki kerem Hashem tzvakos Beis Yisrael. The vineyard is Beis Yisrael. V'ish Yehuda nata shashuav. And the Jews. V'yakav l'mishpat. Here we have a word, a play on words in Yeshayahu. Vayekav la-mishpat v'hine mispach. Litztaka v'hine tzaka. He was hoping for justice and for tzaka. Mishpat and tzaka. The Gemara talks about it in the beginning of Sanhedrin. The relationship between mishpat and tzaka. But we need both. But neither was there. It became mispach. It became some type of tzaraspat. And instead of tzaka, we were crying. End of part one of the parak. Part two. Now we have six areas of improvement that we need. Six chata'im, and these are so halacha l'maisa. Rashi points out that it says the word hoy 22 times in Sefer Yeshayahu. 22 times he says, whoa, whoa. And Rashi points out that it says the word ashrei 22 times in Sefer Tehillim. So, keneged, the hoys, whoa, ashrei, praised, it's amazing. So, this is the David HaMelech. If we read his words, maybe that'll help us out with these averis. That's the keneged, the 22, keneged, the 22. 22 is the alephes, is 22 letters, so it symbolizes a full unit. So, first one, hoy magie, bias, lebias, basada, basada, yakrivu. Woe to those, and he's mentioned this before, people who put their houses next to the other houses, meaning what? The Mepharshim explained, people who steal. An ani owes you something, you foreclose on his house, he take away, you masik vul. That's sadeh b'sadeh akriv, you put it together, ad efes makom, until there's no room for the ani, v'u shaptim levadchem b'keref ha'aretz. And you'll be alone. B'yaznai Hashem tzvakos. I've heard this. Im lo batim rabim l'shama yiyu. Your big houses, and you don't give tzaka, and you don't worry about fellow Jews, they're going to be desolate. G'dolim etovim me'en yoshev. They're going to be big, empty houses. Ki aseret simde kerem yasu bas achas. Your field will produce so little, you'll be starving. V'zera chomer yase eifa. So high number one is those who take advantage of their fellow man. Hoy number two. Hoy mashkime baboker shecha yerdofa. When we wake up in the morning, what's the first thing we have to do? We have to go daven. The Gemara says in Brachas, daf yud, right? We're not allowed to eat or drink. Right? Asur la, right? Lecho lefnei shatem is palim al dimchem. Right? Based on the puzzle of socho al adam. So, but he says, you guys, says Yeshayahu, you wake up in the morning, you go drink. Shecha yerdofu. Ma'achre beneshef yayad likem. Early in the morning you're drinking, and late at night you're drinking. And drinking is just one example. It means involved in physical gashmias, l'shem the gashmias, right? And they enjoyed it. And that's the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, where the Gemara tells us why was the door of Achashverosh, the door of Haman, why were the Jews in that door ready, almost killed? Why? Ask the Talmidim to Rav Shmuel Yochai. Mipnei man ischaibu sonem sheyisrael sheoso badar kliya. Because why? Amru lo. Amru atem. He says, you tell me. Amru lo. Mipnei shenenu misudas sheoso rasha. Because they benefited from the Suda. They were forced to go to the Suda, but they enjoyed it. That's Rav Yosef Engel's diuk on that Gemara. It doesn't say sheachlu misuda shelachashverosh. It says shenehenu mishum, says the Gilyone Hashas. Mishum to ha'achila einenu chait. To ha'yumuchrachin aleha. It should have been crying. Right? And that's what the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard the Jews were doing the Egel, okay, he can handle it a little bit. He goes down, he sees them dancing around the Egel. That's terrible. When you were enjoying the chait, says that's terrible. What we have to do with food, with any gashmi pleasure, as we know, is to use it as a means. Waking up in the morning and the first thing going to drink, and the last thing at night, right, that's against what Chazal say. The first words of the morning have to be to Hashem. The last words at night, Hamapil, have to be to Hashem. Food has to be, it's a means. It's a means, it's not an end. Like the Rambam talks about at length in the third parak of Hilchos Deos, where Kol Maasecha Yil Hashem Shemayim Kishayochal V'yishteh V'yivol Lo Yasim Alibo Laso Svarim Halalu Kedei Lehanos Bilvad Oshen Nimsa She'ino Ocha V'shoseh Ala Matok Lecheich. You only can eat sweet things. V'yivol Kedei Lehanos Ela Yasim Alibo She'yochal V'yishteh Kedei Lahabros Gufo V'yivar Bilvad, to be healthy. L'fichach, you don't have to eat every single thing and every single sweet thing. No. Take care of yourself. Be healthy, says the other Rambam. And that's exactly what this generation was not doing. Focus on Gashmias. V'yakinar v'nevel, continuing Pasuk Yudbeis, tofa chalil v'yayin mishtehem, parties. V'espol Hashem lo yabitu, umase yadav lo ra'u. The Pasuk says people did not look at the actions of God and his Maise Yadav. What does that mean? Three different pshatim. What does this last phrase mean? So the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yates says that it means they didn't say Shachris V'Arvis. Right? Paul Hashem. The Paul Hashem in the morning when the sun comes out, Lo Yabitu, Maise Yadav at night, Lo Ro. They did not daven Shachris Kriyashma or Ma'ariv. Rashi quotes that Gemara, Lo Kilsu, Shachris Yotzer Ar, V'lo Arvis Hamariv Aravim. Number one, the Radak quotes two other pshatim. The Radak, number one, says, maybe this means literally, Chachmas HaKochavim. Paul Hashem means the stars. That you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in nature. Look around the world. They don't look around the world. They don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes all of the Lashonos in Tehillim and Chazal, where we have to look at the stars. Right? We have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in nature. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah in the second parak in Beis Beis, where he describes that's the way to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, through Torah, that he writes elsewhere in Sefer HaMitzvos. That's where he writes Avas Hashem through Torah, but here in Yisod HaTorah, he says the way you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by looking at the world, and you see the universe. Beisha tenuach alav haruach tisarev nafsho b'malas hamalachim. When you realize, you'll be like a malach. Right? I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. That was the that opened from a different shir. Here it is. B'shashi is boni adam b'maisav ubruav anefloim agadolim. The year of man b'chach maso she'en la'erch lokeis. You look around the universe, the solar system. Miado oev u'mishabeach u'mefar u'misave. So at least to avas Hashem, at least to yiras Hashem. That is chat number two of the pasuk. And then the Radak quotes, what are the Maisi Adayim of Hashem? The Aseres HaDibros. The Luchos, which were given with the Aseres HaDibros. You focus on that. It says the Radak, that's all of Torah right there. Bein Adam Lamakom, Bein Adam Lachavero. As we know, we discussed in past, the Aseres HaDibros, on a deeper level, represent all the mitzvos. Rashi quotes of Sadigon. I think it's the only time on Chumash where Rashi quotes of Sadigon at the end of Parshat Mishpatim, where Sadigon figured out how all 613 could be included in these Aseres HaDibros. So they are a microcosm, right? It's pointed out 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibros, 613 plus the seven mitzvos Rabbanan. The Medrash talks about it in Parshas Naso. I think the Medrash talks about that number. But either way, this is representative. So that's a third shot of what the pasuk means. Vayter lachein gala amim blidas. Because of this, hoy, I'm going to send them out to galus. Mi blidas, without knowing. What's without knowing? Says Rav Schwab. You need something you enjoy in life. Everybody needs to enjoy something. So ultimately, we have to try to enjoy Torah. There's no greater enjoyment. And misam chelev, you're not allowed to learn when somebody is an avel. That's a Torah. If we don't enjoy Torah, then we're going to look for other outlets. And we're going to look for other things to enjoy. And that's where it gets dangerous. And that's Mibili Das. They got into trouble because they weren't focusing on the Das, on the Torah that can be so enjoyable. Right? This relates, he has a quote, but this relates to the Gemara in Nedarim, that the Churban happened because Shlo Berchu Batorah Tchila, and the Rabbeinu Yonah there. Quoted in the Ran, they weren't machshiv it enough to be mevarich on it. We've spoken about that at length in the past, that Gemara. But that's Bibli Das, where Schwab says they don't realize the uniqueness of the Metikus HaTorah. Uchvodom isei rav amono tzichei sameh, and therefore your great ones are going to starve and they're going to be thirsty. V'lachein even has a very scary picture. Hirchiva sheol nafsha, sheol is a lashon for Gehenim. It's going to open its mouth and swallow. Ufara piel lebli chok, many people are going to die. It's going to be terrible. This section, this hoy ends. The pasuk that we all know, that we quote in the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening, right at the end of the bracha of Hakel Hakadosh, Hashem will be raised up in mishpat. Interesting, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here in a sefer on Navi suggests that this pasuk is the source for adding in an extra word le'ela. In Kaddish, la'ela, la'ela. This is the makkah right here. Because the Gemara says in Brachas, Eimasai v'yigba Hashem tzalkos la'mishpat, Eilu aseres yamim, Shemar Shoshana v'yom ha'kipurim. Nobody else brings the makkah. The Levush, it quotes in the footnotes, just says that you should say it because Hashem is ultimately b'mishpat here. But nobody else connects it to a pasuk in Navi, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, maybe it's based on this pasuk, Hei Tezayin, in Sefer Yeshayahu. And we continue, Verokfasim Kedavram, eventually the sheep, the Tavid Chacham, are going to come back and get back their areas. Next, Hoy, Moshe Avon Bachavle Shav, Vakavos Hagala Chata. People who sin in the strings of sin and the ropes of sin. Chazal pick up on the fact that the Pasuk first says strings, then ropes. This is Avera Gareris Avera. At the beginning, it's very tenuous connection. The more we sin, the more it becomes part of us. The more we become addicted to sin. And that's the Gemara in Yuma. That, and somebody does an Avera Vishanaba, Nasas Lokaheter, becomes mutter to the person. Right? But the easier it is, the first time something happens, you know, maybe it's more difficult. But the more we do it, Rahmanul Islan, that goes from a string, the Esar goes from being a string to being a rope. Ha'omrim. And what is the root of this problem? This high is about people who say, people say to Yeshayahu, yeah, he's going to destroy. Remember, Yeshayahu lived more than 100 years before the Churban. They looked around. They didn't see anything happening. They said, okay, Yemayer, Yachisha Ma'aseyu L'manira. He's going to bring a Churban? Yeah, let's see it. Let him bring it quickly. L'manira, so we could see it. V'sikra v'savona atzas k'dosh Yisrael v'neida. Let him show us. This is the attitude of, you know, we don't believe unless we see it. We'll see it. If God is there, let him do something. Let him strike down with lightning. Right? That's not what we believe. Emunah is not based on that. Fascinating Gemara in Bava Basra. We quoted this. Rabbi Yochanan was giving shiur, and he says there's going to be unbelievable huge rocks that they're going to use in the future to make the gates of Yerushalayim. One of the Talmidim said, oh, Rebbe, that's crazy. That's great. That's impossible. That student goes out on a boat and he has a spiritual vision and he sees the Malachim in Shemayim, Dafka making, chiseling out these rocks. He runs back to Rabbi Yochanan and he says, Rebbe, I'm so sorry. Kasher Darashta Kain Ra'iti. I forgot the exact question. The Gemara says, I'll read it. Ilmale, he says, Kasher Amarta Kain Ra'isi. Amar Lo Rabbi Yochanan says, Imreka. Ilmale Risa Lo Amanta. What? You call that Emunah? If you hadn't seen, you wouldn't believe. Malaglega de Rechachamimat. You're a scoffer. Rabbi Yochanan is telling. That's not Emunah. Emunah doesn't mean you have to see it. Emunah is based on Naseh V'Nishma, Shmia. We understand it. We accept it. Even without Re'ia. Says the, says Yeshayahu HaNavi. That's this terrible attitude. Oh, yeah, I want to see it. Next. Hoy, those who people who think they know it all and they can't be taught anything. Ha'omrim la'ra tov, la'tov ra, shamayim choshech la'or, v'samim choshech la'or, v'or la'choshech. The light is dark, dark is light, mitzvahs are bad, averus are good, samim mar lo matok, matok lamar. The first step in any tshuva process is hakaras hachet. And if a person doesn't recognize that they're wrong, so then nothing's going to help. Right? We have to know what's a mitzvah, what's an avera. The Mesos Yesharim in Perachav, in the Mishkal HaChasidus, discusses a lot of times mitzvahs and averas get mixed up. Zechariah ben Avkulis, he says, thought he was doing a mitzvah, but he wasn't. Gedalia ben Achikam thought he was doing a mitzvah. Dalal Kavskus, but he wasn't. Right? He was partially responsible for his own death. He should have taken precautions. Right? These are people who think they know everything. Sheol says you don't know everything. You're mixed up. You have things that you have to learn. Continuing. Hoy, next hoy. Chachamim be'inehem. Similar. People who think that they're so smart. They're chachamim in their own eyes. It's not objectively. Right? This, Rav Soloveitchik said, is the common sense type of rebellion that Korach led. Right? He knows. Korach thinks that in Torah he could decide. Korach did not, as Rav Soloveitchik points out, Korach did not question Bezalel's architectural ability. He wouldn't have walked into an operating room and thought he could do it himself. He knows medicine and engineering and everything like that requires schooling. But when it comes to Torah, Korach and many Adayom Hazeh think that because they learned a little bit, they can make their own decisions. They're Chachamim Be'inehem. V'neged Pneihem Nevonim, and they think they're Nevonim. Or the Malbim says, V'neged Pneihem, in front of them, Nevonim are real scholars. Wake up, look, see what's in front of you. So all of these hoys apply to our generation as well. Hoy giborim lishtos yayim. Giborim, says Yeshayahu. People have such power, such potential, and what do? They just drink wine, and they waste it. Vashi chayel limsoch shechar. Matzdike rasha ekev shocha. They take bribes. They don't use their power for appropriate things. The end of the parak, the last 5-6 psukim, are talking about some type of tragedy, either talking about Sancherev, or talking about the Churban, whatever it is. Lochein kachol kash, lashon esh, the fire is going to come, and it's going to burn everything up. Pasuk chavdalid, ki ma'asu es toras Hashem tzvakos, ves imras kadosh yisro ni etsu, because they rejected and hated the Torah of Hashem and the Imra, though, the sayings of Kadosh Yisrael. So what does this mean? The Yalkut says, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. This also might mean what we've discussed in the past, the fifth Shulchan Aruch. There's the Torah, and there's the Imros, Kadosh Yisrael. What you could figure out a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want in every situation. They didn't live a Torah life on a din level, on a Lufthim Mishra is a din level. Alkein Charaf Hashem Ba'amos. Hashem's going to get angry. Vayet Yado Alav. Vayakeyu. So here it's already direct. Before, and it was just removing the fence from the vineyard. But if it reaches a level, Hashem's going to actively, Vayakeyu, Vayirgazu Aharim, Fati Nivlasan, or it might just mean that Hashem's behind the scenes of everybody else coming. Fati Nivlasan Kasucha, Bekerf Chutzos, their nevelas will just be thrown. Becholzos lo Shavapo. V'od yadonu tuyan, his hand will still be outstretched. V'nasa neis lagayim, it's as if, the Radak explains, he'll signal all the nations, come attack. V'nasa neis lagayim, he'll pull up a banner, he'll wave to them, come attack. Rav Asher Weiss, in one of his Ma'amarim, says, it's interesting, the word neis both means flag, like it means here, a banner, but also means a miracle. So he says, maybe it's based on that Ramban at the end of Parsha's bow. Hashem, every once in a while, does a neis to remind us, hi, I'm here. He's always here. He's in charge of nature. He's in charge of everything. But a nace is like a banner he waves for us to remember that he is in charge. So that's what he's going to do, Rishayo says. Not a nace, but going to Merachok. He's going to get show a nace, for Sharak lo mixei haaretz. He's going to say, come. He's going to whistle. Everybody come. Everybody destroy. It'll be as if. He says, everybody come. And as we see, throughout the thousands of years, that the nations are all coming because we still haven't done tshuva. There are going to be lions and tigers, and they're going to roar, and they're going to take apart our city. And Yishayahu Navi says, you know, remember, just putting everything in context of the parak, remember the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for you. He'd rather this not done. He'd rather you do tshuva. That is our message. Next time, we'll have to get into Parak Vav, which is the Haftorah for Parshas Yisro, which is the Maisim Merkava of Yishayahu. B'Hashem, that'll be next time when we continue.